Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were discussing some of the virtues of making salam, the command of making salam common, and we also were discussing some of the etiquettes of making salam. So just to add on to the etiquettes of making salam, one etiquette of making salam when a person goes to someone's house is that we know that before a person enters the house, he seeks permission, and in seeking permission, one of the things we said was a person makes salam, a person knocks on the door, he tries and introduce himself. But you'll find many places that they got doorbells. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned that the doorbell takes the same hukam, the same command as knocking on the door. And then he explains that when you go to a person's home and you knock on the door, then don't immediately knock for the second time. Person knocks, he should wait. Give that person in time, enough time inside. If he's busy, he's in the toilet, he needs to come out, or person needs to wash his hands, or he needs to do something to get ready to come and open the door. So you're giving him sufficient time, you don't just continuously knock. Knock and wait. Or then he explains that you can ring the bell and you wait. And then after a while, then a person knocks for the second time and he waits. And this also he waits until the person replies, doesn't reply. One more time he knocks, or one more time he rings the bell. And then if there's no answer, a person moves away. He doesn't continuously try to ring the bell, continuously knock, because the person inside may be sleeping, may be busy, and now we are disturbing that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion came to visit Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was one of the leaders of the Ansar. So when he came, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made salam from outside. So Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he wanted to take the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had this desire that we want to take as much duas as we can take from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know salam has got three duas in it. The first is dua for salamati. Allah Pak keep you with salamati. Assalamu alaikum. Allah keep you with salamati. Then it's a dua for rahmat. Wa rahmatullahi. The third part of this dua is wa barakatuh. Allah give you barakat. So one dua already, one salam already got three major duas in it. Duas for salamati, dua for rahmat, dua for barakat. Such a beautiful thing. So anyway, he made salam to Rasulullah made salam to Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu from outside. So he thought to himself that if I answer softly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't hear me, but he'll make salam again, so I'll get his duas for the second time. So this is what he did. He answered softly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hear him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam for the second time. Again he replied softly. Now he didn't know that there's a cutoff at three times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for the third time, and he replied softly again. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away. Then when he realized that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gone, then he came running behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to him that he only replied softly to take the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under this, ulama explained that it is not correct to do this. If a person makes salam, we should reply loudly, audibly, so the person can hear the salam. He didn't know this, but just to show that desire he had to take more du'a from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should also be desirous to give salam and also to receive salam. On one occasion, when Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah sallam told him 10. Another Sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallam told him 20. Third Sahabi came, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him 30. In other words, the first person got 10 reward for saying just Assalamu alaikum. Second person got 20 reward for saying wa rahmatullah, adding another part. And the third person added all three. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him 30. And one more adab etiquette we explained from this ayat. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أُرُدُّهَا. That when salam is made to you, then you should reply with something better. One sahabi came and made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Assalamu alaikum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullah. Another sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even better, Wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Third sahabi had come and he said, this is mentioned Mu'jam al-Kabir. Third sahabi came and he mentioned, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa alaikum, in other words, the same thing that you said. Nabi Sallam didn't increase on this now. He didn't increase on wa barakatuh, because this is the full salam already. So the sahabi, he complained. He said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other two that had come, you increased on their salam. by replying with a better salam, would mean you haven't increased. Rasulullah salam told him that you had already given the full salam. You can't increase on the full salam. Sometimes you find people increasing more than wa barakatuh. So they go, wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa jannatuhu wa maghfiratuhu, and they keep adding. There is no additions. It's wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, that's where it stops. We learn from this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you already made the full salam, therefore I reply to you in this manner. Today's hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you do not believe unless you have love for each other. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you will not enter Jannah until you believe. See what a stern, strict instruction or information from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. La tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu. You will not enter Jannah until you believe. Now today if you look around what's going with this new Abrahamic accords, is that everyone is right. The Christian is right, the Jew is right, this person is right, Hindu is right, and everyone can be right, there's no problem. All these, specifically with the Abrahamic Accords, he's speaking about the three major religions, so to speak, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So everyone is like brothers. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah until you bring Iman, until you be a Muslim, you believe in Allah Ta'ala. You'll never enter Jannah. So very, very strict. What we are taught is different from what is being now propagated, is everyone is right, we must all live like brothers and all. There's no such thing as that. Here we are taught that you will only enter Jannah if you bring Iman. If the Christian brings Iman, then he will enter Jannah. If the Jew brings Iman, he will enter Jannah. In other words, they will have to follow Islam. So this is the first part of the hadith. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. And you will not believe until you have love for each other. O believers, have love for each other. Allah Ta'ala has made us as brothers, all Muslims as brothers. We should have love for each other. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that should I not show you something that which, if you engage in it, you do it, you will develop love for each other. So in other words, we are told to have love, and now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us the recipe for love. So should I not show you something that if you do it, then you will develop love? In other words, this is the recipe for creating love amongst the brothers. What is this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that afshu salam abaynakum, that make salam common amongst you. Common. Don't feel shy to make salam. Keep on making salam, salam. Person makes salam to each other properly, then what will happen? It will create love between us. Such a simple recipe to create muhabbat and to create love between people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing it in amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.